Thank you, Michel.
Hey, hello everyone. My name is Michal Pleban, and I would like to show you how to do cool things with a Commodore computer. So back when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, Commodore introduced the PET. It was one of the first home computers on the market, and it started a succession of a lot of different business computers that were especially popular in Europe. But time went by, and competition were introducing more and more powerful machines, so Commodore decided to upgrade the PET. And in 1982, they introduced the CBM2. And when you look at the hardware specification, you see that it's basically an upgraded PET. A faster processor here, more memory there, but it's basically the same architecture. But there is one little detail that stands out. It makes this machine really unique. It's the second processor interface. It allows you to attach a different CPU to the system and run applications on it. So if you want to do serious business, you can attach a Z80 and run CPM. Or maybe you want to do scientific stuff, so you can attach a 6809 and run Pascal. It's all made possible because the architecture is very flexible. So the way it works is both CPUs are connected by a message bus, so they can communicate with each other, and they share access to the main memory using an arbitrator. So normally one CPU is running an application, and the other one is either waiting or doing some housekeeping tasks, maybe checking the keyboard, maybe updating the timer. But basically, the CPUs run together at the same time. And the message passing bus allows you to use an inter-processor communication. So if you have an application running on the second CPU and you need to do some I/O, maybe load a sector from the disk, then the second CPU interrupts the first one. The first one grabs the memory access from it, loads whatever it needs to be loaded from the disk, puts it in the memory, and gives the access back. And the beauty of it